During his first campaign rally after registering for the Republican primary, former President Donald Trump hinted at his false claims that there was impropriety during the 2020 presidential election.
We had a little election that went astray, so we have to be careful. You got to get out there and you got to watch those voters. You don't have to vote. Don't worry about voting. The voting, we got plenty of votes. You got to watch election night. You know, it used to be election day, election night. Now it's election month. Now it's election period. Some of these things going for 53 days. It's terrible. We want to bring it back. Same day voting, paper ballots, right? Voter ID.
The dark and oftentimes rambling speech lasted over an hour and a half. Trump cast himself as the victim of federal and state prosecutors he alleges are targeting him and his businesses for political reasons.
If you want to challenge the result of an election, they hound you. Look what happened this weekend with two good people. They hound them and they scare them and they've, but we don't get scared. I'll tell you what, I don't mind being Nelson Mandela because I'm doing it for a reason.
Trump is facing four criminal indictments as well as civil trials that span allegations that he inflated his worth, misclassified hush money payments to women during his 2016 campaign, illegally tried to overturn his 2020 election loss, and hoarded classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago club. During his speech, Trump repeatedly attacked President Joe Biden and his handling of recent events, especially the Israel-Palestine conflict. Trump lambasted Biden's recent request from Congress for more foreign aid for America's allies.
Joe Biden's speech was a grotesque betrayal of Israel and a confused mess of neocon warmongering and American last lunacy. American last. They want America last, ladies and gentlemen. Pushing conflict abroad and distracting from as many disasters at home.
Trump insisted that the world does not, quote, respect America under Biden the way it did during his presidency.
You have to be respected as a country, maybe feared.
Trump said that to protect the country, if he returns to the White House, he will, among other things, order the construction of a state-of-the-art missile defense shield over the United States.
Under my leadership, we will once again protect our own people with our own missile defense system capable of blasting China, Russia, Iranian missiles out of the sky. And we will, in addition, have offensive weapons that will be second to none. We'll have the greatest weaponry. We have the best people.
In recent weeks, Trump has been leaning into the same anti-immigration rhetoric that fueled much of his 2016 campaign. During the rally, he railed against immigrants from both South America and the Middle East and called for a renewal of his expanded Muslim travel ban and for new ideological tests for immigrants to keep out people that he argued were bad for America.
Many of the people coming in, I would say a majority, because these countries, I know the presidents, the prime ministers, I know the dictators, I know they're all very street smart people. They're not sending their good people. They're sending others. But they are emptying out their jails, their prisons, their mental institutions, and they're coming into our country. We're like a dumping ground.
The former president continues to hold a large lead in the polls among Republican primary candidates, with other GOP contenders like Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley unable to make up much ground. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.